There is an important secret about Jesus in the first sentence of today's gospel. Think back. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, and he intended to pass through the town. Do you see that? See that important secret? Maybe you missed it. He fully planned to go through the town. He was not going to stop there to fill up his tank with gas, or to stretch his legs, or to steal a quick snack. He was not going to stop there, and he was certainly not going to spend the night in that town. All that had been decided before the trip ever began. But then, little Zacchaeus appeared on the scene, as did his long, tall sycamore tree. For he was a son of Abraham, don't you see? And that's it. Right there, you have the clue to this secret thing about Jesus. But what in the world could that mean, the son of Abraham? How could that tell us something? Well, you have to remember that Abraham was the father of the Hebrew people, and he was so because he happened to be a man of great, great faith. He had a prompt and a ready faith always. He was quick always to see the hand of God in all the things that happened around him. Abraham was a man of faith. He woke up one day, for example, and there it was, another new day, like any other, but a new day. But also there it was, on that particular day, also there it was, this new message that the Lord was giving him. In fact, the first time we ever meet Abraham in the pages of the Old Testament, in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis. And right there we read these very words. The Lord said, "Go forth, Abram. Leave your kinfolk. Leave your father's house. And go to the land that I will show you." The Lord didn't make small talk. He did not often mince words. He laid it right out there. The Lord was blunt, and the Lord was straight. What he said, in effect, was this: "Go, old man, now." That's the burden of the message. Did I happen to mention that Abraham was 75 years old at the time? Did I tell you that? 75 years old he was at the time this happened to him. It was a fact of minor importance to the Lord, evidently. He didn't seem to care how old he was. But it should be of some importance, some greater importance to you and to me. Because it tells us something. I do not know how old many of you are sitting here today, but I know that I am 80 years old, And the Abraham story never fails to wake me right up. Never fails. It does so because Abraham lived his old age with the heart and the mind of a young man. He retained his capacity to be surprised by the Lord, even at the age of 75. And, this is more important, and he retained his capacity to respond to the Lord, even at that advanced age, even when all his neighbors were out playing on the golf course. Even then, Abraham was ready to respond to the Lord. You see, God does not care how old you are. He doesn't care how old any of us are. He is not done with us yet. He will never be done with us until we breathe our last breath. And even then, truth to tell, he won't be done. You matter that much to him. At each new stage of your earthly living is just that very thing. It is a new phase. It is a new season. It is a new time. Each phase is that same thing. It's something new. And in every new time, there is also always a new call being made to you. Always that happens. Before, you were not ready to receive this new call. But now, of a sudden, you are ready, and it comes. When we reach retirement age, for example, what you really need to understand is this. The Lord is just then getting started with you. He is shifting into a higher gear just then for some serious driving just then. He is becoming more active in your lives just then. So, friends, let him do it. You're the only one holding him back. Let him do what he does best. So live each season with the heart and the mind of a young man, with the heart and the mind of a young woman. Live each season in that way. Come when he tells you to come. Go when he tells you to go. Live with the heart and the mind of a young person. Had enough? I'm ready to stop now. But I can't quite leave Jesus stranded there in Jericho at the local Quick Trip. That's where we left him, remember. Why did he change his plans so abruptly? Why did he spend that night there in that place? Why did he do that? Because he, like Abraham, was a man of quick intuition. He was quick to read the circumstances of that day. He was quick to read the situation as it was developing. He was quick to read the human heart up there in that tree. He was quick to do that. He was quicker than Abraham could ever hope to be, quicker than any man had ever been before, quicker than any woman will ever be again. Quick he was, quick of intuition. He looked up and he saw Zacchaeus there in his tree, and right then, and right there, he just knew what should be done. He just knew it. You and I, we're not so quick. You and I are as slow as molasses when it comes to reading what the situation calls for. You and I are slower than glaciers in reading what the human heart calls for. We're not very quick about that, you and I. But, and I want to leave you with this, but the more we do allow Jesus to come into our lives, the more we do become like him in what we see, in what we say, in how we judge, the more these things begin to happen, the quicker we become too. That's what happens to us. We become quick of intuition like him. Jesus stopped because he had to stop. And his secret is in the how and in the why. May his how and his why become today your how too, and your why too. May it be so.